Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Third hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Tuesday afternoon. Ryan Tannehill had his press conference via the telephone at 11:30. We'll have a little bit of that a little bit later in the program. Dennis Kelly expected to do a conference call at 1 o'clock. But right now we say hello to Ramon Foster and Elijah. I'm not able to pull it up here. There we go. The big ragu, as we said here at lunchtime, former Pittsburgh Steeler offensive lineman, yesterday announced that after 11 seasons, 11 very productive seasons with the Steelers and in the NFL, he has decided to hang it up. Ramon, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
So how was life the first day waking up knowing that the plan is you're no longer a football player?
It's interesting. It's been a whole lot of emotions of just taking everything in, number one, but also the reality of I think as athletes, we're never just off from the game. You know, the mindset is always preparing for something else. And now is a sense of, I guess, relaxation on the mental side of it, but knowing that you transitioned over to a different phase of your life is actually kind of cool. The rest of the game part, the emotions, I'm sure still be there, and I'll be attached to it as far as thinking I still could or I should have, and I'll just take it as it comes, though.
Was this an easy decision, a really, really tough decision? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard was it to come up with what you put out yesterday?
I think on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 10, because with all athletes and just people in general, if you're a competitor, you always feel like you've got something left, or you don't know when to say when. That's what we all fall into the threshold of, is never knowing when to say when. And it's been on my mind probably since the last game of the season. I remember I don't know if anybody has switched, but I hugged my left tackle, and I was like, man, I don't know if this is the last time, but I gave him a very sentimental like conversation before we went out for our last series. So it's been on my mind, and the process of actually pulling the trigger is probably the hardest part, because it's not like you're saying you quit, but it's just an end to something.
We've taken a little bit of credit on this show, Ramon, for your spectacular career and racing back to the NFL and signing a big deal with the Steelers. You came and spent a little time with us. You saw our paychecks and you said, I'm going back to the NFL. I have no interest in doing radio. So we've taken a little bit of credit for your, you know, you prolonging your NFL career. So as I said yesterday, Ramon, yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that. And it's funny, every person I've spoken to in the sports media world has said the same thing. Of course, we all have that will or that want to be in that side of the world. But every single person I've ran into is like, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. This is not a moneymaker. So I know you guys do it because of the passion.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you still have that passion? I mean, is it too early to decide or to think about what life after football means for Ramon Foster? Or you seem like one of those guys, just in the little time, in all seriousness, that we did spend around you. One, we really enjoyed it. But, you know, a lot of players that we've been around, we've been doing this a long time, they just live in the moment. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they don't really – all they can think about is what they're doing at that point. They don't really think about life after until it actually happens. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes that doesn't work out. But you kind of seem like a guy that was, you know, also would put a little time on the side or in the back of your mind, be thinking of what will life after football be? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is, and that's how I've kind of approached it. Since I the more you play in the league, and if you're smart enough, you become wise to the business side of it. So I was telling our GM Kevin Colbert and Coach Tomlin we were talking about the decision of me walking away is, you know, my mentality of being that undrafted guy and just having the mindset of being a survivalist more than anything in this league has always left me in a position to look over my shoulder in the sense of whether I was going to get cut, which I didn't, or whether it was just a career-ending injury. It's always in the back of your mind. So I always try to approach the game like that and try to be a guy that's planning for something new or formulating relationships or never being a guy that you're unreachable or you're above people. I never wanted to be that type of person. So, yes, that has been in the plan and in the works for me. So I'll have a couple opportunities, I guess, when this pandemic, I hope and pray, goes down to, you know, maybe do something corporate. Or I've had people ask me about the media world, and there's always the coaching aspect of it, too. So the game is just a platform, and, you know, I realize that this ends. And that's why, it's a sentimental moment for me right now, but it's not a life-changing situation where I have to scrap everything that I'm doing and reinvent myself. I've always tried to be up on stuff and be a little smarter about how I move and not have those social media antics or outbursts that, you know, can ruin a guy, because I always felt like I'm going to have to work after football in the sense of just being busy or doing something. The people you associate yourself with are going to look at your movement and activity on those social platforms and what type of person you are.
Well, we have no doubts on this show that you'll do fantastic at whatever you choose to do moving forward. So you've made Nashville, Middle Tennessee, your home in the off seasons. Are you going to continue to make this area your home now that you're out of football?
Yes, 100%. I was talking with somebody earlier. I absolutely love the state of Tennessee. And I know it's like, well, Tennessee is the, like, I love the state. I'm from West Tennessee. My wife's from Middle Tennessee in Springfield. I went to college in Knoxville at UT. So this is my home. I stay in Hendersonville now, and I'll continue to stay here just simply because I love the people in the state. I love how the growth is in the Nashville area is now, and I want to get my hooks in and as much things or as many things as I possibly can in the city, because I don't just want to be a guy that's here and that's not being productive with the influence that I'm able to have. I mean, wherever I can be a productive citizen, I plan on doing that. And, you know, making my rounds to Knoxville to actually celebrate some game days or being able to be a fan of certain things and appreciate being a former NFL player.
Talking to Ramon Foster, recently retired of the Pittsburgh Steelers, here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And, we've watched over the last few years your teammate Ryan Shazier and the battle that he's gone through after that injury. And just to see the progress that he made, I saw that the Steelers placed him on the reserve retired list today. But what was that whole situation like for you all in the locker room to – you know, go through it from the very beginning to see the injury, but to see the progress that he made?
It's huge. It's phenomenal, man. And that's what I mean by, like, the strength and the mindset of guys who are natural competitors. Even in you guys' business, there are some people and you guys who are very adamant about what their mindsets is going to be and who they are, you know, how people are going to view them. And Ryan, from the time he had that injury in Cincinnati to where he is now, and to see him around the building and continuously get better, man, it says a lot about, one, the person he is, but two, it's phenomenal to what the human body could do or can be depending on your mindset. So I'm appreciative to have known Ryan and to continue to see his progress, honestly. It's been very cool.
You know, we're sitting here talking quarterbacks and all these free agent quarterbacks moving around, but you played with a guy that faced a tough injury last year, but looks to be ready to bounce back and come back for another season. Ben Roethlisberger, what was it like playing with him for so long and a guy that was all about toughness?
It was cool, man. I think if you're a fan of a team or of an organization, of any organization, you know that the quarterback position is numero uno. You can cut it however you want to. You can say a receiver, a DB, a D lineman. Like, it starts and goes with the quarterback. And to have one quarterback my entire career was probably one of the biggest blessings probably to my career as far as the on-field stuff. And I'm sure with, you know, moving forward, the way the Titans have locked up Tannehill is, they'll see the importance of having a guy who's steady, a guy that you can depend on, and the guys rally around that can honestly pull you out of games. Having that franchise-type quarterback the way we had in Pittsburgh, you walk in the stadium different because you know you have a chance to win every game. It's not a, I hope we win. It's, okay, let's go win the game. So that was huge for me, and I'm glad that guy, who in my book for sure is a future Hall of Famer, was my guy for so long. And I look forward to seeing what he's going to do this year as a fan.
Ramon, as we get close to draft season, and albeit with everything going on, it's certainly going to be different. But, you know, you made the league as an undrafted free agent and had a long career, as we've been talking about. What's some advice that you have to some of these guys that are going through the process right now that, you know, might be projected in the later rounds or are not getting drafted at all, but to put forth the work to have a career like you did?
Never let an opportunity slip, no matter what. I teach that to my sons now. I'm like, if you want to be the person that you say you are, if there's a line of guys lining up and you're at the back of the line, like, don't be that guy. Show the coaches that you're willing, because my mentality was on how I played the game. You know, as young guys or as college players, we hope, we pray, we bleed, like, we get injured, we fight through stuff just for an opportunity to play the game and to make it to the highest level, which is the NFL. So when you get those opportunities or it's in front of you, take advantage of it. Don't let your self-doubt or circumstances in front of you, because I had those same situations, and you just you have to push through and show your perseverance, because if that team doesn't like it, somebody else on another team, the coaching circuit and players and leagues are all interconnected. People talk and they understand that. So I've seen it time and time again where guys, I won't say quit, but they shut it down mentally, at least in camp, and they've had opportunities to make teams, and simply because of self-doubt that, you know, they never made it to a 53-man roster. So never quit on yourself and always be that guy that's going to show that you're willing and capable of being who you say you are.
Ramon Foster is with us, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers, in the wake of announcing his retirement. And, Ramon, I'm looking at a log of all the playoff games you played in. And so I'll just ask it this way, because I'm looking and I'm remembering back to some of these games. Give me your greatest moment that you remember and maybe your most disappointing moment. Because being on a team that was really in the fight every year, almost always right there for the postseason, you had the range of emotions.
Yeah, the most disappointing, of course, is losing the Super Bowl win. We for sure had a definite chance of beating Green Bay when it was the opening of the Cowboys Stadium. That right there, but that experience in itself is one of those things where I see why guys continue to play the game to search for that ring, you know. And one of the coolest moments was probably that AFC, the AFC Championship game against the Jets. I think everybody doubted us. It was still at home, and the lead up to that game, Baltimore had us beat the week before. We were down and out, and the same way the Titans went on that run this year to where it's like, how are they pulling it off? That's the type of run that we had back in 2010, 2011. I was, as a young guy, I probably took it for granted because I was like, well, the year before I got there, they won the Super Bowl, and then we didn't make the playoffs, and then we were going right back to the Super Bowl again. I would have treasured the moment way, 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 way better than I did. And just that aspect of the game was so awesome and authentic to me.
Ramon, as we wrap this up, I mean, we can't let you go without asking about that crazy, crazy Thursday night game in November in Cleveland, right? I mean, is that rank up there as the craziest ending to a game you ever were a part of?
Yes, it is. And that's one of the things of how the game works out, you know, in a sense of emotions will run high. Guys have a competitive edge of spirit. And it's just sometimes if you're on the field or you've been on the field, you kind of understand some of the things that go on. But hopefully moving forward, something like that never happens to that capacity again. Tempers are going to fly and stuff, but never like that again, I hope, you know?
Well, you spent many, many years in the trenches, and you know that is a crazy place to be every snap of the ball. I mean, could you feel that happen? Was this one a little bit different? Could you feel it escalating to where it ended up?
I didn't see it going in that fashion. I thought they had us beat. They knew they had us beat. And I was just like, wow, they rightfully beat us. There was no excuse. We had a terrible game. They played a really good game. And to see it go in that fashion, I didn't, because there wasn't much tension during the game. I saw no reason for it to go that way. So, yes, it was more shocking to me. And that type of stuff is more of a fluke situation than I think a regular occurrence. And guys were fined and suspended, I guess you can say, appropriately for it. So, but no, during the game had no sense. And I'm cool with a lot of those guys on that team, but simply because we see each other a lot.
Sure.
And everybody kind of had that mouth drop, like, reaction to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, whenever this craziness dies down, we'd love to get you in the studio and hang out with us for a while. We'll talk some football, talk life. But until then, be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on, man.
That is Ramon Foster. We always appreciate catching up with him. The Big Ragu, former Pittsburgh Steeler offensive lineman, as you just heard. Of course, he was a Vol.
A VFL.
That's
Come
right.
on now.
He was a guy that West Tennessee guy, then an East Tennessee guy, now Middle Tennessee guy. And he said he's going to continue making this his home. So we do appreciate him joining us. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.